Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show. Don't post in the comments. I know that you're probably not invited yet to the Discord. There's a lot of people that have to be invited.
It's a box. It's a loot gaming box.
God damn it. Oh my God. Okay, so now we need some kind of like loot crate service, but for medieval musical instruments. So every month you get a different obnoxious medieval musical instrument, like, I guess, like a lute. Or a shawm, or a hurdy-gurdy. And you can start your own band and become famous at the Renaissance
Fair. That would only last for, like, there's a number of months that that would last, and then it would, the service would have
it's to true, be you'd run out of medieval, and let me see. Yeah.
It'd be like,
medieval, musical.
It'd be like 8 months, and then you just can no longer pay for the service.
Listen, man, you could get such exciting instruments as a dulcian, or a racket, or a sackbut, or a lizard, right? If you want to get in on a viol, or a shawm, or a psaltery.
What is this?
You haven't lived until you played the crumb. You haven't lived until you played the crumb horn.
A sack butt is just a trombone.
Yeah, a sack butt or a crumb horn. There's a picture on the internet that I'm looking at right now of a woman playing a crumb horn.
Look, she looks like a crumb horn herself. I would imagine.
Master of the sack butt.
She's fucking ripping it. Oh my God, it sounds so good too.
How do you spell crumb horn?
With a C. C-U-R-M horn. Look at that.
Crumb horn is spelled, it's spelled P-A-R-T-Y, okay?
Wow. Wait, there's also another one here. Called the Rausch Fife.
The Rausch Fife.
She also plays the Rausch Fife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I need to get on one of these musical instruments. I need to learn how to play one of these things.
Order a crumb horn.
How long do you think, well, let's see, eBay.
How much does a crumb horn go for?
So I'm seeing some entries for a crumb horn on eBay. Let's see here.
I'm just
related
patches.
Related searches. Sack butt. Hurdy gurdy. Good.
Renaissance bands.
It doesn't look like there's a lot of crumb horn music for sale, but not a lot of like crumb horns.
Ye old crumb horn. Anyway,
yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm not seeing them anymore.
What if we just didn't talk about the episode and we just talked about musical?
No, let's just talk about medieval music. Well, so I had a conversation about the shawm once because we were making D&D characters, me and some friends, and somebody was like, "What the fuck is a shawm?" And they were like, "I don't know. What's a sackbut?" And then we were just talking about medieval musical instruments because somebody was playing a bard, and they're like, "What should I play?" Because everybody goes for the lute. The lute is the obvious choice. And so we just got down. We didn't even play that session because we just ended up in this deep YouTube hole of like watching really, really nerdy, like Midwestern University of Medieval Studies professors playing musical instruments from the 1400s.
Nice.
It's some good shit. You can get deep into that stuff.
I mean, YouTube is just a hole on the internet.
It's so true.
Yeah.
Max, don't fall into a hurdy-gurdy hole. Be careful.
Where is your hurdy-gurdy? Is it on the way?
I don't know. The status says in transit to the next facility. But it was supposed to be expected delivery by today, by 8 p.m. And, you know, I was hoping.
Tracking number for your fucking hurdy-gurdy?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at right now. I'm looking at the tracking number thing. But it's USPS.com. It's the United States Postal Service, which sucks ass. And so does their tracking. It's always garbage.
Man, it sounds like they're hurdy-gurdying your feelings.
Yeah. I seem a little bit tilted.
Yeah.
If it's on the hurdy.
I'm sorry.
I mean, dude. I just had UPS. It says that it was left at the UPS. Porch. And it shows you a photo of my porch.
Not UPS.
USPS. I'm actually pretty hyped that they do that now. Amazon's already doing that where they take a picture of where they left the package.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, see? There it is. Yeah.
See, Adam, if you were on my level, I'm really sorry. All right, you would have a phone app that literally is your front door anytime, any place in the world. You can open it up and just talk to people standing in front of your house.
That's fucking awesome, cool. Dude. That's so good.
I've had people walk by and I just go, hey, they have no idea where it's coming from. Yeah. And Aaron gets really mad. She's like, don't do that. Please, I don't want our neighbors to
Is it literally just like people, like neighbors walking by?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know who they are. There's just people walk by and I'll just go, hey, they look around, and there's no one. There's no one at all, except for me. That's laughing.
Is it that loud?
Oh, yeah, it's super loud. It's really loud. I did it to myself. I walked outside and talked to myself on my phone because I'm that.
Is it a neighborhood? Do you think you'll get trick or treaters?
Probably.
You could have a lot of fun there.
Yeah, that actually would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You'd freak out delivery man, just be like, "Thanks." As you.
Well, I did it. I did it to the contractor working in our basement the first day, and he didn't know that it was installed. So he rang the doorbell. I saw it on my phone. I answered it, and I hit like talk, and I go, "Yeah, I'm coming down the door." And he goes, "What the fuck?"
What the fuck?
I was like, "Oh, yeah, sorry about that."
Some good shit.
Yeah. Anyway,
pick up some modulators to that. Pretend you're like a robot house.
It's true.
Be great.
Yes, the residents are not home at the moment. May I take a message? Please leave the package at the door.
Destroy all humans.
Yeah. It'll be good. Zeke, you want to roll for some HP?
I'd love to. And let's make sure now that rolling hit dice is one thing, but rolling actual hit points is. Let me just make sure that the hit dice are right. Let's see, hit dice.
Well, it depends on what level you're going to take. As long as you know you're either going to take another level of bard or rogue, they're the same. It's a d8 plus your con bonus.
Oh yeah, I don't think I'm going to triple class. they're both 1d8. Okay, both 1d8.
Good
so
luck.
Let's roll it up. 1d8 plus 1 slash roll 1d8 plus 1. May the sun guide me!
Woo! God damn it. 2 HP. 2 more HP.
So, just as a quick preview towards your future, Max, you have to roll your hit points in Stars of the Number, but when you gain levels, you re-roll your past dice as well. So if you, like our friend Zeke here, if you end up in a situation where you roll a 1, all you gotta do is just hope next level works out better for you. Zeke, however, is stuck with this 2, so...
Yeah, he's screwed.
That's a hell of a roll.
So, hold on. You have exactly as much HP as I do.
You got to scroll down, JP.
No, it showed it. It's because changed windows. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You have exactly as much HP as I do now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's not good. It's fine.
Nope.
I like it. I'm into it. I think Ramus kind of encapsulated the episode there when we were doing the shout outs, where we basically moved about 30 feet in that episode and spent 4 hours just learning about stuff. Some major
drama.
What was dropped?
This was kind of the like, now you know what's going on. Whether you participate or not, whether it's successful or not, the moments leading up to sort of the end of the city are like nigh, basically. The tower has a plan, and we'll see if it works. And they're going to try to bring a ancient slumbering god to smush everyone in the city, I guess, or swallow the city. I don't know. I'm really excited to see how attached to it you guys become and whether you follow this through. Because as Sully pointed out, like, it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. I don't know. Part of me wanted to just be like, hey, don't fucking do that.
Right.
It's really...
Yeah.
But I don't have the, like... I don't have the clout to someone like Hassan to him just be like, oh, okay, no, you're right. Like, I don't know. It would be an entire multiple episodes of being like, hey, fucking stop. Just stop doing this.
Stop it. I think that's a great insight, because the best you can really do, knowing that momentum is set against you, is... not like slow it down, but like get ready for when it happens.
Yeah.
Like I could see Sully playing a part in making sure the thing goes back to sleep or like whatever, right? Like when the Shai Halud comes to eat the city, are you going to be able to muster the psychomagical influence to be able to be like, okay, big guy, go back to bed. Like shit's okay.
Sun's getting real low out there, man. Come on. Let's fucking
It could go be sleep. Yeah, it could be serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that might be kind of a fun a fun way to take that is like, well, this is going to happen. I can't. People have already dead set in doing this, so like, we need to make sure it goes back to sleep. Yeah. Or it is controlled in a way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The demolition is going to happen. You just want to make sure nobody like gets hurt in the process. Yeah, outside of like everyone that lives in the city.
You don't want to let the thing.
Yeah. 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 Totally. And it can be about like, because you're about to be invited into, the son invited, if you can fight your way in, or you like convince these guys. If you can get into the archives, you might be able to like dig up some stuff about the elder gods or whatever, and see how they operate. So, yeah, that's definitely an option.
Yeah. I think that's probably going to be a goal for sure.
We might have already got in there if I didn't fail every fucking roll tonight.
Yeah, if you weren't really bad at rolling.
Yeah,
this was one of the worst nights, like all the hit dice and the failing of things that I'm good at and all that kind of stuff. Like, it's just, and the all the hit points, just terrible.
Yeah.
So the string of bad rolls.
Such is playing a game that has a lot of randomness to it.
But I want to have one fucking night where it's the opposite.
You will. You did well on your stealth roll. You had like a 28 on that stealth.
You will, or you'll die.
That's true. By the way, 700 experience, and we hit the next barrier for new characters.
Oh, shit.
That's right.
What's the next barrier?
Level 7.
Oh, 7.
Yeah, when I hit it, that you can just decide to die, and you'll start at level 7. Be good.
I mean, that's not exactly how it goes, but yeah.
I like how
it's cool that.
Go ahead.
I mean, is seven like a decent like level up for you? Is there like cool new stuff?
I get
stuff,
a new spell.
Just one of those,
like, I get a level 4 spell. Yeah.
So that's a new spell level, or just another
new spell level? Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a big.
That's
level
really
for
cool.
Wizards.
Because I hate there are a few things and Dan. The only class I've got like a lot of experience playing is clerics, and there are a few speed bump levels where you're like, I leveled, and then you look and you're like, oh, fucking nothing happened.
Yeah,
this one is just nothing. Like, great.
Everything after 8th level cleric spell. Until 17 is nothing. There's like nothing there.
That sucks.
Spell levels. That's it.
Yeah. Next level's pretty big for wizards because I get a brand new tier of spells. Which I'll probably try to tie into like the whole idea of respecking, at least for it to be kind of like a way down that path for sure. But I gotta level up first before we get done. Zeke, are you leaning towards one or the other right now for your class level up?
Well, yeah. Let's see. 6th level rogue gives me another point in expertise.
Okay.
It doesn't do anything for my like sneak attack or anything like that. It just and doesn't up my proficiency or anything like that. 7 is when you get evasion and 46 for sneak attack. But the 2nd level of a bard, you get jack of all trades, which adds half your proficiency bonus to any ability check that you make that doesn't already include your proficiency bonus.
Oh, that's good.
Well, it's just, I mean, it adds +1 to all non-proficient rolls.
Yeah.
You're slightly better at all the things you're not as good at. Yep.
Yeah. And then I also get the Song of Rest, which is...
The dangerous thing about going level 2 in Bard is that on the next level, then you're definitely going to need to go level 3 because you'll get the level 3 stuff. Like, that's the next... Like, that's going to level 2 is pointless unless you plan on going to 3.
Right. It's something to think about. You can use soothing music or oration to help you revitalize your wounded allies during a short rest. If you or any friendly creatures in here regain hit points at the end of a short rest, each of the creatures gain an extra 1d6 hit points. So I basically, if we do a short rest, I can give you 1d6 more hit points.
Right.
That'd be pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we'll let you think.
I mean,
yeah.
Bard is one of those things where it's like there's not a lot of like, oh my god, big, like you don't get like fireball at level 3. It's not like a huge jump. It's lots of support stuff, which can be useful, but it's hard to look at it and be like, oh, this is so exciting.
It can be super useful though if used like properly. Like it can be game changing, sure.
Yeah, they get Heat Metal level 3, which is a really nice spell.
Right. Yeah, ironically, Heat Metal, one of the best spells in the game if you're dealing with like knights and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Been used against me. Annoying as shit.
Mm-hmm. It is, yeah.
Yeah, I started looking into level 4 spells. There's one called Private Sanctum, which would just be kind of fun.
It's like the next level up from Hut.
If you cast it every single day on the same spot for a year, it becomes permanent. That'd be kind of fun. It's also huge. It's 100 feet on each side.
Wow.
And a cube. Pretty good. So that's pretty big.
Bigger than my fucking house.
Yeah. That's pretty big. It's a big, big spot.
I wish I was a wizard.
There's also, they got some other stuff. I'll probably just end up getting Polymorph. Polymorph is just a strong spell.
As soon as Zelihaffa has Polymorph, chat, begin the countdown to when something gets turned into a duck.
Oh, I know. That's a thing, yeah. Chat will go crazy. Hey, Pete,
you know what we forgot to do?
What's up?
What's up?
There were two wizards on the battlefield that could have had spell books for you to learn new spells.
I was thinking about that, and I thought about mentioning it like two or three times, but it made no sense to be like, oh, yeah, Adam, by the way, can we go outside and grab some spell books, Adam? Like, but I didn't want
to. I mean, Maybe, so temple,
go ahead.
The temple would have, they would have like looted the corpses and stuff. So if you wanted to go and ask, that's totally a thing you could do.
Still do that, man.
It's not too late.
Yeah, then I could just copy them down in my spell books. They both had fireball.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a way to like start down that path as well, I guess, is that I would learn fireball from that. So I'll probably do something like that next episode. It's not a bad idea. I just didn't know how to like weave it into the thing without just being like, oh yeah, I'm going to go outside and grab their spell books, by the way, Adam. Like, I'm just going to go grab their spell books. It's kind of lame. Berg, for you, you got, I don't know, would you call it a reveal? How would you talk about like the whole Tolpeth stuff? Was that... Because we all kind of knew about it.
It wasn't really a reveal. I think this is the first time that there's been a lot of like dialogue between the two of you guys. It wasn't direct, obviously, but you know, it's the first time that Tolpeth's been that engaged, I guess, with the rest of you and what's going on, you know, I guess. So that was kind of neat. I think it's kind of cool to have those little asides, especially too, you know, it's nice to have a little kind of to differentiate the speaking and stuff.
Yeah. What was that? One more time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I have moments like that once in a while. It's pretty good.
that was kind of cool.
There were a bunch of people in chat that had some interesting comments. I could teach Berg how to read and write.
That's you could totally do that.
Because like you understood Dwarven, and I didn't want to be like, hey, you want to learn how to read and write? I think that's like a path that you'll have to push down, but we could definitely do it.
Yeah, like asking about it and stuff like that. I actually thought about it too a little bit. Right now, Berg was just kind of, I don't want to get too close, but you know, it makes sense too. Because like Berg, he knows how to read common, kind of. That's probably the one he knows how to read the best because it's obviously the most common. So, but like, I think that was pretty accurate the way like he recognizes the symbols and stuff for Dwarven. If he sat there for a really long time, he could figure out a word, you know what I mean? And be like,
right.
Like you were saying, like phonetically kind of work it out. He knows how to speak it, but you know, reading and writing it is a completely different thing, different animal. So yeah, that could absolutely be something that's kind of the glue, the binding agent that kind of gets Sally a little more absolved of guilt.
Yeah, I'd be into that. Ramus, for you, you made me give you an army. We kind of dicked around there for 45 minutes or so. Fun. Yeah, that was good fun. I had no idea what the fuck you were saying, by the way, when you were doing that. I literally was like, what the fuck?
It took me a second, and then I was like, oh, Wrath Monster, obviously.
Yeah. I like looked over to chat, and I think I missed some like quintessential, some important musings that you were doing. So I just...
Yeah. Well, with chat, if one person gets it, everyone gets it because this... copy what they say.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's what I was looking for, but they didn't deliver it, and I had to act in the moment, so I was like, all right, I'm going to go over and start biting Berg's armor, because why not? For Ramus as a whole, as a character, what were some of your moments that you enjoyed today, Dan?
It was fun to, like, see that like people are starting to hear of us and like we're starting to become revered like in the church.
Yeah.
And like mm-hmm. our actions are having consequences with people, like they're knowing our names now, and like that boy was like practically like falling over next to Berg. Cool yeah. to like start to feel like a hero in the world a little bit.
Yeah. That's always pretty cool for sure. I wonder what it's gonna be like outside, like if that's going to be contained within the city of Brass, or if it'll be like further reaching than that, if any of these actions will be further reaching than that, or if the city just gets destroyed by the thing sleeping in the mountain, that like none of this gets passed on except for like heaven.
Right.
So that'll be kind of cool to see. I thought that the kind of glimpse into what Hassan actually is was kind of cool. And kind of a little bit about his backstory, because that's been about 70 episodes of us just being really like,
right.
This guy's kind of strong. He smells like tobacco. Yeah.
Yeah. He was introduced super early in the campaign. And it's fun to see his character. Yeah, like,
he's been around a long time.
Yeah.
It was really good to find out what the tower's plan is. That's like,
right.
That was like a big reveal. I was like so happy for you, like, oh, that's why this was happening.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. That was definitely like an oh shit moment when it answered both what is the tower doing and also like the ley line stuff for me. So we'll see how just that all goes.
Double check has been so wild. And it's Hassan goes all the way back to like Velmir and all them, right?
Oh yeah, since like episode I think four or five.
He was like the traveler guy. Was like, hey, I got guards and stuff and whatever.
His first appearance was very early on, where he showed up and was like, "Well, everything's pretty fucked up around here."
Double checking, making sure I got it right. Yeah, what's going on over here? Shit,
wasn't that when we were in the town and like one of the pages or whatever got infected and he showed up then?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we were like, "Who the fuck's this guy?"
Yeah, he interacted with our first character. He's like the only person still around interacted with our first character.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see if he lives.
You guys died. That sucks.
How do you guys feel about going to the fucking... not death.
Devil's doorstep.
Devil. Yeah, the devil's treasure trove or whatever it's called.
Sounds that fun.
That part doesn't worry me as much as the second part of that, which is...
The immortal stuff.
Just going in and just grabbing the immortals, you know? Just
whatever, just grab the immortals. Not a big deal. Not a big deal.
Yeah, that'll be kind of a tough thing for sure. Hopefully Hassan will help out with that.
Well, that's also why, you know, well, Berg, obviously tired of fighting, well, tired, you know, when we go on these missions. But me also as a player is like, I ain't going in there with exhaustion. I'm going in there being able to fire on all cylinders again for once and be able to, you know, only get one level of exhaustion, but three attacks for my rage.
Yeah.
Y'all see how that goes. I
don't know. Also, fucking 18 AC. Woo! We haven't seen this version of Berg be, you know, not so fucked up, have good AC, full armor, you know what I mean? In a long time.
That is correct, yeah. You didn't get anything magical, though. But
No. I was going to push the. I was going to say something about it, but I'm like, all right, that might be totally.
Could have sent that priest fanboy to go after something.
The vault could have anything in it, so there could be lots of stuff you want to hide away in there, including magic stuff.
That is true too. Yeah,
could even be another vault. Mm-hmm.
Could be a vault within a vault. Action.
Yeah, I'm kind of hoping
the vault's not a giant mimic, though.
Right. Yeah, that would suck. I'm kind of hoping that vault has a scrying pool in it, so I could just talk to home. Although a scrying pole allows me to see something, not talk with people, but whatever. It's something entirely different. Well, cool. Anything else you guys want to bring up from the episode? Max, we need to instrument next week. We need to see it.
If it's not here, I'm going to be fucking pissed by, you know.
Yeah, we need to see it by next week for sure. Zeke, Dan, anything else for you guys for the episode?
I'm taking pleasure in taking off any kind of moral fetters that were chaining me down. It's nice. Yeah. It's nice to not care.
Yeah.
It's way easier.
Yeah, that's definitely a little concerning.
My first character was super holy and righteous, and this Ramus is the complete opposite of all that.
Yeah.
It's way more fun, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to it because, like, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but, like, the guards at the temple or at the sun thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just look forward to it.
Okay. All right. We'll see how it goes. I was going to cast Suggestion on him, by the way, because I was going to try that again. But if it failed, then we'd be really fucked.
Do what you do, buddy.
Yeah.
Suggestion is one of the only charm spells where you don't realize you have been charmed when it works. And if it fails, you don't know someone has cast a spell on you.
Right. Yeah, that's why I was going to cast it. But
yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. Adam, anything on your side?
No, I just keep throwing out stuff and watching you guys scramble around it. It's fun. I'm having a great time.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, we will be back next Tuesday with more. We will probably have a time and date as well for the next show. Or for Adam's new show. Adam and Matt's new show. By then,
I probably will. Yeah.
Cool. That's it. Thanks, everyone, for watching.
See you, everybody.
See you guys next week for more. We are out. Bye-bye.